Blog Talk Radio.
More about that in a month or so.
But the most important thing is about the song is that it's a good. It's about being judged. I've written the song because I was judged by people in the industry by the way I look. I was heavy set, or the way I look. I didn't look like a typical rock singer, and they didn't think I should be in the business. So I've written about that. So I hope you like that. But it's about love, you know. Look at someone's talent on the inside, not about. Superficial about what they look like on the outside. I know this society is, particularly American society, in Western Europe, is driven by what someone look like. Someone look like is doesn't mean that they're, you know, it doesn't show the essence. It's about the talent on the inside. I know that people talk about the music business, you know, you have to have a look or whatever to sell a record, but it should be about your talent, and I'm sure, and I know they believe that. Someone is not a looker, but who can play a guitar, or if they can really sing, or if they can just write a song, write lyrics, write music, then they belong in the industry, regardless of what they look like. And someone said I was too fat to be in the industry or too ugly to be in the industry. And I think that was negative. That's not true. And that has nothing to do with music business. The music business is not supposed to be about modeling. It's supposed to be about what talent you have. You know, unfortunately, I had to deal with that. So that's why I've written that unique song. And it's all about love with thyself. Accept myself. We all gotta love ourselves. It's hard. It's hard to love thyself in the world that's filled with so much stuff, so much hate, so much animosity, so much jealousy. I experienced all of it. Believe me, I was someone who never really was loved. I felt loved in this world. I felt like I was an outsider since I was born. I really did. Until good caring people showed me that to love thyself, and that was part of why I became an artist, was because of trying to create from that lack thereof. So I started to sing. I didn't care how I sounded, really. It was about to release, to vent. That's what it was about. It was about to vent and to express thyself. And that's the most important thing, to express thyself. If I express it in acting or singing or writing a song through lyrics or putting a song or melody or whatever, or painting or whatever I do, it's part of that. That is the most important expression. Always will be, more than anything else. You know, because I came on this planet not just to only create, but I also know that I came on this planet to use my mind. My mind is very important because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And, you know, as I get educated, not just in the literally, but in a sense of how to live in this world, I also become more acquainted with my creation. It's so important to create. I'm unique. I have a unique style, unique personality. And if you're unique and you're fat or skinny, you should not be judged and say you can't make it. Fortunately, when I came to Hollywood, that's what they did. And some people. There are a lot of people in Hollywood who do not judge. Hollywood, you know, or wherever you are. We, you know, most people in the industry do not judge. We judge people on the inside, not what they look like on the outside. Yes, I do believe in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's one of my heroes because he emphasized basic common sense. Love is on the basis on the content of one's character, not the basis of one's skin color or one shape or size. And that's what this song Unique was about. And it's so important to create. It's so important to love. I had a very difficult life, and I go through things now. I live life on a very unusual tone that I simply, I'm still trying to understand, but the way to deal with this is to try to love. To love. And one way for me to deal with this is to love, create.
So I'm
Elvis creation side of me, pop and rock and roll. I'm a pop singer, a rock singer. I did make another pop song. It's kind of quite different than that one, a little bit. So it'll be out sooner than later. But the thing is that it's about being comfortable with thyself. It's important to love thyself and to enjoy myself and to tell the world the way it is. Again, I'm not preaching. All the songs you just heard was on the Slow Evolution of Dove Night because the Slow Evolution of Radio show is about to end. Probably in the next show or two, it will be officially over. The Slow Evolution of Dove Night is available, always will be available at iTunes, Google Play, and all over Spotify. You can listen to it there. So I wanted to let you know that there will be, again, a greatest hits or something like that with all these songs, including the new single. There may be other singles coming up soon. I have other singles released, but in the meantime, I just want to say that it was important to talk about this. Because if you know someone who's unique, who's kind of unusual, please embrace them. That's what love is for. Don't make fun of other people. There are children out there who are bullying other kids because they're different. Tell your child to look at people on the inside and ourselves. Look at people on the inside, not the outside. And I'm not talking about somebody who's dangerous or someone who does illegal things. I'm talking about someone dressed differently or is heavy set or don't look like something you can make fun of. Remind yourself, and as I remind myself, that they are just as good as we are. Because I may have something to give to the world. A lot of the greatest singers and songwriters are very unique people who were made fun of before they became famous. A lot of the greatest scientists and inventors, lawyers, doctors are very unique. And that's the essence of why they changed the world. Like the Dr. Kings and Albert Einstein and so on and so on. So it's important that we appreciate the beauty of each person. And I'm not trying to preach. I'm just telling it like it is from my own point of view. Me as a person, I was made fun of, put down by the way I dress, the way I look, my life, everything, since I was a kid. And I tried to emphasize to find self-love because I was always put down and I felt alienated from the world. And, you know, I still work on that because, you know, the way I act and everything, despite being harmless and despite it being having fun, which is part of artists, that's all people. And I'm not going to worry about the people who don't like me. I worry about the people who do like me. I was rejected in love relationships and all kinds of things because of the way I act. And I realized I had to find self-love, because self-love prevents lots of things. It prevents giving up. It prevents also suicide. So many people have killed themselves, famous or not. And if you know somebody who's suicidal, please, suicide hotline. I talk about that because I have a background in psychology. I have a bachelor in psychology, so I had to deal with those issues myself and indirect with others. Being an artist was very difficult, living on the streets to Hollywood and living on the streets and being rejected despite being a creator. And all I had was my dream. And that dream still carries me on no matter where I go, no matter what I do. And, you know, I make mistakes and I try to understand life. I'm just speaking from my own point of view. I'm not trying to preach. I can never be a preacher. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to express how I feel. Because it's good to be unique. Unique is what changed the world. We can't all look alike, act alike, or think alike. I bring this up because, unfortunately, some people simply do not understand that love is diversity. In some parts of this country, people are calling the police on colored people and for no reason and because of their racism. It's not fair to be a racist. I'm not trying to be political. it's not fair to be any kind of discrimination of any type. That's not love. That's hatred. And it's grown where people are taught to hate. And that's what it is. And being me, being who I am, I was a victim of hatred. So it's not good to hate. I had to love. It really is important to love. It really is. Love is so important. And that's how, you know, we get by. And I believe in love, love of all types. And, you know, lifestyles or religions, it doesn't matter. No matter if you're white, black, in my opinion, gay, straight, Muslim, or Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, if you believe in astrology, you dress differently. Punk rock, hard rock, music was what bring us together. Pop, jazz, it doesn't matter what you like or look like. I like all kinds of people. I mean, I am very diverse because that's where love is, diversity. Love does not see color or see boundaries. It only see acceptance. And that's what I truly believe. It's hard to live it when there's so much hate out there. And I experience so much of it. So all I can say is, no matter what happens, I will continue to pray. And I will continue to believe in this motto that I always have said. May all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true. Material or non-material, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless all of you out there on Twitter, all over the world. And again, if you like my music, it's available everywhere. iTunes, everywhere. You can see my videos everywhere. May God bless you all. Good night from Dove Nights.